We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. 'Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up and stare at the fan. Turn the TV on, throw my hand in my hands. Nobody's gonna tell
me artist of the day. 2 hours from now, we will be doing Festivus Friday. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. We do ask that you please drink responsibly. And as we're all going through these times, with the protests and everything else, it's always advisable if you're in the news media to maybe not do that live interview. And if you do, maybe try to find somebody who you think might be sober before you do the live interview.
We call these interviews, Scott, MOSs.
Man on the street.
Man on the street. And boy in Cincinnati.
This one was special.
She just walked up, said, he looks good. Let's go.
Hi, what is your name?
My name is Big Daddy. And I'm from Cincinnati.
Big Daddy from Cincinnati.
Absolutely.
I saw you making some gestures at the police. I was wondering what's going on. What's going on here today?
Well, the cops shot somebody down here a couple nights ago, and they're going to just walk away like it's no big deal. And people like these fine folks right here say, no, it's enough, 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 enough. Give us a reason, give us an excuse, and we want to hold somebody accountable.
Okay.
You can't just go around killing people. Can you?
I can't.
I mean, there's lots of people, sure, I'd like to put a stick in, but, you know.
How long is all this going to go on?
It's going to go on till it's over.
Till it's over? What's going to make this over? What are there specific demands that these people want, that you and these fellow people want?
Okay. I'm dumping that last part. Kent's did a really good job of editing that, but that just became a little too obvious.
What's your name? Big Blank Daddy from Cincinnati. She should have ended the interview right there.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, yet she plays it.
She's like, okay, Big Daddy.
Yeah, I like how she edited it.
Yeah,
right,
he
right
did
there.
Not say Big Daddy.
Yeah, no, he did
that
not.
That was a different word.
He did not.
And she just...
Kept on going.
let's just see where this leads us on live television.
At that point, I would have said, and back to you in the studio. I'll let you know when I get another live fish.
Big Daddy has party started.
Oh, party started early.
Early today.
Early.
And we are going to send it back to you in the studio. Just play the beginning again. It's so funny.
So bad. It's so bad. What was she thinking?
I don't know.
Hey, drunk man, come over here.
Hi, what is your name?
My name is Big Daddy, and I'm from Cincinnati.
Big Daddy from Cincinnati.
Absolutely.
I saw you making some gestures at the police. I was wondering what's going on. What's going on here today?
Well, the cops shot somebody down here a couple nights ago, and they're going to just walk away like it's no big deal. People like these fine folks right here say, no, it's enough, 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 enough. Give us a reason, give us an excuse,
and we want to hold somebody accountable.
Okay.
You can't just go around killing people. Can you?
No.
I can't. I know
no.
I can't. I mean, no. There's lots of people, sure, I'd like to put a stick in, but, you know.
How long is all this going to go on?
It's going to go on till it's over.
Okay.
Long.
Okay.
Till it's over.
You know, and when's it over? When it's over.
When's it going to be over for you, sir?
It's going to be over when it's over, okay? I'm going to put a stick in somebody. I mean, jeez Louise.
Do you remember that woman in Kansas City, Scott, like 15 years ago? I'm going deep in the vault, but it's one of my favorite live interviews ever. And there was an armed robbery at a convenience store. I want to say it was up north. We'd have to look it up. And the local TV station, they were interviewing the shoppers, the witnesses that were inside when the robber came in and said, "Everybody on the ground."
Okay.
And this, you know, woman survives. No one was injured. No one was hurt. I think they arrested the guy. And the reporter said to her, you know, "Can you describe what happened?" And you don't remember this redheaded woman that said, "He came in and said, 'Everybody on the ground.' And I said, 'Yes, sir,' because my daddy yes. taught me good."
Yes.
And she goes, she stands up and she goes, and then
this.
I said, "Back it up, back it up, back it up, because my daddy taught me good. Back it up, back it up." And she starts walking
that
backwards.
That wasn't like, that was probably, I think we were on the show together.
"Everybody
when that
on
happened.
The ground. And I said, 'Yes, sir,' because my daddy taught me good."
The text line is saying that that interview just now that we played is from Kansas City.
No, it's from Cincinnati. I looked it up.
But there's a Max bus sign right behind him.
No way. Is that
He's
local?
He's standing in front of a Max bus sign.
Well,
if you
Max
look at the actual video.
Buses are everywhere, aren't they?
Is it? I don't know. I thought that was a Kansas City thing.
Oh, if this is Kansas City, it just got better.
Hey, Sam, Google "back it up because my daddy taught me good." You will get results.
I don't know if I want to Google that.
Oh,
on the
it is
computer.
So fantastic. Back it up, back it up, back it up. Google.
I'll do it. I'll
robbery, back it up, because my daddy taught me good.
Back it up, because my daddy taught me good.
I would put robbery Casey in there. She goes, "Back it up, back it up, back it up." I can still see her. She's like, when she's saying that, she's like hunched over.
It was a Channel 9 story. It was in 2010. It was September 1st of
2010. I told you it was 10 years ago.
You said 15.
Play it. It's totally clean.
I'm getting ready
back
to.
Back it up. Daddy taught me good.
I have to answer one question. Oh, my God.
Oh, give it to me. What is the question?
I said AT&T. I don't care.
Fine.
I mean, who really cares? All right. Let's see. Here we
She's
go.
The best Kansas City man on street in the history of man on street.
Apparently, they made a song with it,
they
too.
Did.
Yeah.
Okay. Police are searching for two armed
Larry.
Gunmen tonight.
Here we go.
One or both could be suffering from gunshot wounds. KNBC9's Michelle Rooney joins us live tonight from a Shell gas station on Bannister, where an armed robbery didn't go as the suspects planned. Michelle?
Well, that's right. Good evening. From the time the two hooded suspects walked into this gas station behind me earlier this morning until the time when they went running out, it was only about 26 seconds. But those 26 seconds included one terrified customer, two gunmen yelling orders, and one big surprise, a store clerk who turned the tables. Surveillance tape is catching a routine morning at this gas station on Bannister until chaos erupts.
I was putting one more tap of coffee in my coffee cup, and out of the corner of my eyes, I saw two guys come in, one with a black hoodie, one with a white hoodie. And the guy with the black hoodie said, "We want your money, everybody up front and down." And I'm like, "Oh, why did I need coffee now?"
As the video shows, the clerk immediately puts his hands in the air when he sees the first hooded man walk in. That's when witnesses say the yelling began.
The guy in the black starts coming down, and I'm like, "Don't look, don't look, don't look." So I'm putting my hair down, you know, and he comes right to me and he goes, "Get down now." And I go, "Yes, sir." And I just drop to my knees.
The clerk is now behind the counter but out of sight of the camera. Suddenly, the man in the white hoodie drops and then runs. The man in the black hoodie follows. And then in the lower right of the screen, the clerk can be seen with a gun, firing at the would-be robbers and then chasing them to the door.
Then I heard boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, "Oh, my God." So I back farther and farther away. And I think maybe I should faint, but I don't. And so then I'm thinking, count to 2,000 again. So I did. And then I go, "Mi amigos, mi amigos." Nobody said nothing. I'm like, "Oh, my God, they're dead."
What she quickly found, though, was shattered glass and everyone alive.
They tried to rob. So when they put a gun on me, when I come in behind the corner, so I shoot them. so they run away.
Hero of the day, saved my life.
Now tonight at 6 o'clock, we're going to hear more from.
They made a song out of that. Oh boy. One with a black hoodie, one with a white hoodie. Why did I need coffee? I thought I was going to faint, but I didn't.
Hang on.
They left out in the song.
Oh, in the story.
Back it up. Back it up.
My daddy taught me good.
Yes, sir.
Hang on. Let me see what I got here.
You got to find the auto. What do they call those songs that they made? Auto-tunes. Auto-tunes. It's an auto. It's an auto-tune. Backing up, backing up, backing up, backing up. Because my daddy taught me good. I'm backing the hell out of there. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. My God. I'm backing up, backing up. I love that she says that. I think I should faint, but I don't. Coffee in my coffee cup, and in the corner of my eyes, I saw two guys come in. One with the black hoodie, one with the black hoodie, black hoodie, black hoodie. They said, we want your money, everybody down. And I'm like, oh, why did you call me now? And so the guy in black shirts coming down, coming down, 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 down. I still remember that song.
Wait,
my daddy taught me good.
Why do I need the coffee now? Wait, hang on, wait. And I'm like, oh, why did you call me now? And so the guy in black shirts coming down, 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 down. And I'm backing up, backing up, backing up, backing up. Cause my daddy taught me good. I'm backing the hell out of there. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, my God. I'm backing up, backing up, backing up, backing up. Cause my daddy taught me good. And I think maybe I should faint. But I don't. My daddy taught me good. So I'm back farther and farther away.
I hope she's still around. I love that woman.
And he goes right to him and he goes, get down now, get down now. And I just drop to my knees, see my little knee. And then when I figure out I'm safe, I'm like, count the 2,000 and I don't hear nothing, nothing. Then I hear, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, oh my God, they're dead. So I'm backing up, backing up, backing up, backing up. My daddy taught me
I hope
good.
She made $1 million on that song.
I'm like, oh my God,
oh my God.
You can stop that whenever.
I hope she made $1 million off that auto-tune.
By the way, I can confirm that video was shot. The first one that we played was shot in Missouri at 43rd and Main at the Max bus
you
stop. And if you look in the background,
Big Blank Daddy is...
I will show you the exact picture on Google Maps right now that is the background of that video, so, and it matches perfectly.
Big Blank Daddy from Cincinnati actually lives here in Kansas City.
Lives in Kansas City, and that was shot in Kansas City.
By the way, before you get all up in my grill about the Back It Up video, it's only been viewed 11.6
million times.
It was awful.
I'm just telling you, man. I don't make the clicks for everybody. They do it themselves.
How is Big Blank Daddy from Cincinnati on the ground in Kansas City on the news here? Because when someone sent it to me, it was not check out this guy from KC.
And what's he talking about? They shot somebody here in Kansas City the other night. I'm not aware of that.
I don't know about that.
Did I miss a news story somewhere?
He didn't seem to be all...
together?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I would say if you know Big Blank Daddy from Cincinnati to call in, but I don't think that's a good idea.
No, I don't think that is, because you're probably either a dealer or...
Don't want to be sued or fined or...
Well, let's go to break, and then you guys can come in here, and I'll show you the exact image that is this background.
I believe you. Wow.
576-7798, Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. You have storms bad last night. I'm like, oh my God. I stayed the night at Kelly's out in Western Shawnee. I think that was the heaviest, loudest, non-tornado storm I've ever heard in 30-something years here in Kansas City.
Chris tweeted this morning that there was a possibility there were a couple of very small tornadoes.
Oh, really?
But Here's what's funny. I sleep with the Calm app. You know, the app that you can
download on. It's
swim
free.
With the manatees, where you know they tell stories, or you can do nature sounds. Well, last night I decided the nature sound would be thunderstorm.
You can't make this up.
So I'm hearing
you
it.
Wasted battery.
But I was really in a deep sleep, and I think somewhere in my mind I just thought, well, the last thing I did was turn on the thunderstorm app. Nope, it was a real deal.
Oh my God, it was so loud. I thought the rain was going to break the window. It was hitting so hard.
This says gusts between 60 and 70 miles an hour from the storm swept through the metro Friday morning. The wind caused damage to power lines.
I believe
there were two claps of thunder. My whole apartment was shaking, and it's in the middle of the building. So that means the whole building was shaking.
Yeah, it was loud, man. Come home this morning, there are branches all over the yard. I'm like, damn it. I have to go out and do something. This is terrible. We're going to get to, right after the 3:30 news, this squad in the Buffalo Police Department, the Emergency Response Team, the ERT, the entire team, if you will, I hate that term, has resigned in protest. All 57 members, after two of their fellow officers were suspended without pay for pushing a 75-year-old man down to the ground. And when the man hit the ground, his head, you can hear his head hit the concrete on the video. It's loud.
It's hard to watch.
And then he starts bleeding from his right ear.
And he's not moving. The only thing you see is his cell phone is in his right hand, and it just falls from his hand.
Mm-hmm. The two officers who were involved in pushing him to the ground, and keep in mind the Buffalo Police Department, when they released a news release about it, said that he had tripped and fell.
That is accurate.
They have since corrected that and suspended these two officers without pay. But the entire group of officers, all 57 of them, have now resigned their commission. We'll get to that in just a moment. If you have a thought on it, it's fine. 576-7798, 576-7798 to the newsroom in just a moment here on KMBZ. But every time she asks me, do I look okay? I say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change, 'cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, all right, so here we go. Let me just read the story. You guys are welcome to weigh in. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Story here out of Buffalo, New York. A special squad on the Buffalo Police Department, the Emergency Response Team, has resigned from their posts, according to the Buffalo Police Benevolent Association. The announcement comes one day after two members were suspended without pay when a video surfaced showing them pushing over a 75-year-old protester, causing injury. By injury, he smacked his head on the pavement. You see the officer shove him. He stumbles four steps and then falls and hits his head on the pavement. He starts bleeding from one of his ears. Says John Evans, the Police Benevolent Association president, 57 resigned in disgust because of the treatment of two of their members who were simply executing orders. The Special Response Unit was formed in 2016 and is deployed to manage mass protests or riots.
The order was, to be clear, a curfew by the mayor, and the officers were there clearing the streets because of the curfew.
Okay.
Had this been a 25-year-old protester, would we be talking about it?
Probably not.
This man was 75 years old. And so part of the outrage is, how was he posing a threat to anyone? I don't like using the word elderly because that means different things to different people, but he clearly was not steady on his feet.
Why I think elderly's fair. I mean, my mother would say she's probably elderly. I guess she's 75. I mean, I don't know.
Is he going to survive that injury? Because that was a crack of the skull to the pavement.
He is in serious but stable condition. So all indications are that he will, yes. But it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. I don't know how you watch that video. And again, before I say anything, the members of this show have been accused in the past of being too pro-police. But I don't see how that is acceptable behavior. Now, is anybody going to protest or loot or riot over a 75-year-old white guy getting shoved to the pavement? Probably not. But
the bigger conversation,
I have no problem with the suspension of these officers.
The bigger conversation here is about use of force and appropriate force. And the officers, and I have heard this again and again today, are all outfitted like they're heading off to war in Fallujah. Now, the flip side of that argument is officers are getting shot in the head execution style. I think there was one last night in Las Vegas.
That's right.
There was another one earlier in the week. And they have to be outfitted like that because of the danger to their lives. But I also see both sides, Scott. The militarization of the police did not happen until all of the federal money came flooding into these cities after 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Well, as some of this equipment was being brought back from the Middle East and they had nowhere to put it, the military didn't need it anymore, or at least not at the time. And so they just started selling it off to cities. And I think it really came to a head, the, quote, militarization of the police after Ferguson.
Sure.
Is when people started talking, okay, do we really need this kind of equipment? And I'm not defending the behavior in Ferguson when they literally burned down a suburb of St. Louis. But that's what started the debate about the militarization of the police. I just don't know how you watch this video. And if you haven't seen it, you can YouTube it, of course.
And it's the walking by him. It's both. It's the, you know, he is shoved. He falls backwards and cracks his head. He is clearly bleeding. I thought from the back of his head. Maybe it is his ears. And the entire contingent of those officers, there's what, Scott, 20 of them, 30 of them?
Oh, more than that.
Just keep marching in unison by him as he is clearly severely injured. And I believe one officer stops and tries to help, and two other officers pull him away. And then if you watch the entire video, you hear somebody saying, we need a medic.
From the text line, every police officer needs to walk off the job right now. They will not be able to look at someone wrong without being sued and put in jail. Right now, everyone is after them, and it's not worth it. I'm assuming you're speaking with some incredible exaggeration, but your point has been read.
That they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. They've been told to clear the streets, but they go to clear the streets, a man falls, and now they've been suspended.
Well, but
suspended.
There's a way to remove a 75-year-old man from a street without just shoving him like you're in a schoolyard fight. And that's what it looks like. I've seen the video multiple times. Writes 1262, more cops are good than bad. I agree with you on that one.
Of course.
Easily agree with you on that one. The bad ones need to answer for their actions, no doubt. There will probably come a time sooner rather than later when nobody wants to be a cop because their every move is being scrutinized and they will be in fear. I dread that day. Mike in South Kansas City. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I think it was really a terrible deal. I mean, two officers could have pulled a 76-year-old man that he looked like you could blow him over like blowing out birthday candles. They could have pulled him to the side. It's true. Why did he advance on a riot police all decked out? Who knows? Maybe he wasn't right in the mind like a lot of the other people that are getting out of control. But no, there is no sense in that. As far as the 57 that resigned, good. If they don't see what's going on today, and that's something they would condone for the Brotherhood, then let them out and let's try and find some new. I know there are good cops out there, but that was just blatantly wrong.
What they should have done, and if you watch the video, and Mike, it sounds like you have, If you watch the video, he has a cell phone in his right hand. The 75-year-old man does, and he seems to be in
motioning
in disagreement with the idea that they're walking down the street with their batons out, and he motions with his cell phone to the officer to his right as he's walking backwards. You know, like, put that away. You don't need that. Put that away. And then the other officer shoves him to the ground, or maybe it's the officer that he's motioning to, shoves him to the ground. He stumbles back four times, it looks like, and then falls and cracks his skull on the sidewalk. I don't know why those two officers couldn't have just directed this man to the side of the street and said, listen here, old man, you're about to break curfew, or you are breaking curfew. If you want us to handcuff you and take you to the police station for violating curfew, we're happy to do that.
Like civil disobedience.
But you need to get out of the street. You don't shove an old man, and that's what he is. He's an old man. You don't shove an old man to the curb just because he's motioning at you and telling you, and you're frustrated. I understand you're frustrated. You know, it's been a really bad 2 weeks in America. And two or three
and Mike,
months.
We were talking about this off the air. If Scott shoved me in downtown Kansas City and I fell back four steps, cracked my head.
That's battery.
It's battery. I mean, it is. We see this all the time in bar fights. You just mean to swing and punch somebody and then they fall back and hit their head. And well, now you're in jail.
Somebody says, I don't agree with Mike's opinion. I see it differently. I see a 75-year-old man who is more in the mode of an attack. I don't know how you watch that video and see that.
The Onion just tweeted, police request reinforcements until elderly man rampages fully contained. Come on.
DJ in Oklahoma. Hello, DJ.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, thank you for the flowers, man. You were so sweet.
Thank you for the flowers.
Yes, and a little special message. And it's not only from me, but all your viewers. And I just want, it was something to welcome you back to your second home.
Thank you.
Well, you make me so happy.
Well, you do too, vice versa. Scott, I want to say one thing to you.
Okay.
I was listening to one of your past podcasts, and there's a special place in heaven. If you're still in trouble with your mother over the autocorrect thing, you need to play it to her this weekend. And it was John from Lee Summit.
Are you talking about the douches thing?
Yeah, well, yes. But okay. If you're still in the doghouse. But let me tell you something. Top five moment. It was on 4/24. John from Lee Summit called you and gave you a testimony of how much you helped him with his son and his alcoholism. Remember that?
Yes.
And let me tell you. There was 11 seconds of silence, and I heard that today and started crying again. God bless you. There's a special place in heaven, as you would say, and that's all I got to say. And you guys have the kindest hearts, and you fill Kansas City with joy, even me in Oklahoma. So God bless you all.
God bless you, DJ. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for the kind words. Thanks. Listen, man, I didn't set out to be a martyr of alcoholism. I'll tell you that. That was not the goal. It really wasn't, man.
Not how you would have written that chapter.
I never woke up once and said, man, you know, God.
Here's what I'm going to do.
You know, if I drink a lot, I could become an alcoholic and then get to help other people. No, that was never the goal. Never was. But if I helped and if I made a difference, then thank you. And I don't know what else to say. I do not deserve a gold room in heaven, though. I promise you that. Deborah in Gardner and the others, hang tight. 576-7798 here on Dana and Parks. I'm not going to talk about it again today. I'm done talking about it. But I do want to respond on the air because this is an opinion many have, and it's wrong. From 4649, you made the choice to be an alcoholic. No one chooses to become an alcoholic. Open your mind and do a modicum of research, and don't be a jerk. Deborah in Gardner. Hello, Deborah.
Hi. How are you?
Well, we're
welcome.
Doing well, thank you.
About this gentleman, 75 years old. He's had a serious head injury. There is, I would say, maybe a 50% chance that his body's going to survive, but his personality will not.
Are you a nurse, Deborah?
No, I'm not. But I, my dad just passed away on Easter, and he had gotten, he had dementia already, but he had a slight bump on his head. I talked to him on the phone. The medical personnel checked him out. They said, I don't think he needs to go to the hospital. This was while they're in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, no, we really don't want him to go to the hospital because we might not see him, you know. Mm-hmm. And within 5 weeks, he had passed away.
I am so sorry to hear that.
And it's... I mean, it just changed his personality. He was more combative. He was swinging at people, you know, at my mother. I mean, they just lose who they are. Wouldn't eat anymore. And that could be what's going to happen with this man. And that is just so sad when
Deborah, maybe not. I mean, let's hope for the best.
Maybe not. Well, let's hope for the best. Exactly. But there was so many different things that could have been done.
Yeah. And Deborah, I said to Scott off the air, I said, do you honestly think he's in stable condition? At age 75, that was a violent crack to the back of the head. And he didn't catch himself. He didn't catch himself as he fell back. His weight just fell directly back, and the force of his body went directly from his head to that pavement.
But Deborah, to the previous caller, his point, I've seen the video, I think, three or four times now, and this guy is 170 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah.
I mean, he's also 75 years old. I'm not saying 75-year-old people can't be strong and in shape. I'm just saying... It would be one thing if this was a 25-year-old bodybuilder.
Exactly.
And, you know, you're feeling a little bit threatened, physically threatened, as opposed to a 75-year-old man who, in one hand, has a cell phone and weighs no more than 170 pounds. No more. And I think I might be being a little generous on the amount of his weight. Why not just pull this, understanding everything that's going on in this country, and this isn't me just, you know, saying blank the police or nothing, anything like that. I'm not. I support the police. But all I'm saying is maybe just one or two of you pull this man aside and just say, hey, man, why don't we go home? Why don't we take it easy? That we didn't put the curfew into place. Your government did. We're just here to enforce laws that are on the books. And the law says you need to go home. Okay, sir? Now, you have a wonderful night. Yeah. Be well. And let the man go about his way. I mean, what makes a 30-year-old police officer think that it's okay to shove a man who is 45 years older than him?
Yeah. I don't know why they feel like they have to be so aggressive, especially with somebody that old.
Amen.
And it's just sad.
Well, Deborah, you be well. You be safe. Don't go out and go get that COVID or anything, okay?
No, I'm doing my best.
All right, kiddo.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right, be well.
Bye, love you.
All right, well, love you too. Take care of yourself. I'll take a cold. I'll take a stab at this one. Line one, you're on the air. Hello, line.
Hi.
Line one.
Go get that COVID or anything.
Whoa. You got to turn that phone down, man, or that radio down.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Man, you picked up and went straight to live.
I know, because Sam is busy in there, and he only has two hands and one mouth.
Hey, thanks. I love you guys, and you're doing an awesome job. I love all the exposure everybody's talking about here. Man, I feel for both sides. Everybody right now you know, the old man's trying to get a point across. Good for him. The cop's trying to go home at night. He doesn't know if this guy's got pepper spray or a knife behind his back or whatever. Here's how you don't get bit by the dog. Don't approach a growling dog. Get back. If people would obey the police, obey. I mean, just let it go. Get back and let them do their jobs. They're tense. They're on edge. The last thing they need is people being confrontational right now.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between protesting and rioting. And this man was simply protesting. And he was protesting whether it was a curfew or what seemed to be a slightly aggressive show of force by the police with all of them with their batons out, marching down the street to clear people out. And I'm not saying, you know, listen, I'll be the first to tell you, if there's a curfew, you need to respect the curfew. And but there are ways to de-escalate a situation. And nowhere in this video do I see any attempts to de-escalate. And that's a problem.
Yeah, no question. And I think what so many people in the country are struggling with right now is they agree with both sides. They see things from both perspectives, and you've got people on both sides that obviously are extremely wound up and very angry about the situation. But I think the vast majority of us see it from both sides and want to come to some common ground and work some of this stuff out. But man, I just feel like people have got to back away from the police and let them have some room to breathe. And they're so tense right now. I would not want to do their job, and I fear that there's going to be a huge, not necessarily mass exodus, but who's going to want to sign up for that job going forward?
All right, buddy. Hey, glad we got you in, man. Do appreciate the call. We're 1 hour away from Festivus Friday. That's Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.